Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series that we're calling Asking for a Friend. We're taking some of the questions that we feel like are pretty prevalent in the church and in our culture at large. But some of those questions that maybe you know, we all are thinking, but not many of us want to voice out loud. So we're kind of voicing those out loud for you and then trying to answer those from the scriptures. And so last week we looked at, and really, I think this is an important point. We didn't necessarily just say, hey, what are the most prominent questions today? I think what was interesting is we looked at 1 Corinthians 6 and 7, and we really said, hey, being addressed here, the Apostle Paul is speaking to this church at Corinth that has a lot of issues. Sometimes we think the early church was, you know, rosy and didn't have any issues. It was, you know, the wonderful beginning. And certainly there was some of that, but they had a lot of issues as well. And we find that a lot of those issues are the same issues, problems, and questions that we're facing today. Division and sexual immorality and pride and questions about marriage and singleness and questions that we still find to be very, very prominent today. And so we're kind of walking through those. Last week, we looked at divisions in the church, conflict between Christians, and how do we handle those in a way that is God-honoring, that doesn't put our rights. Andrew, one of our teaching pastors taught at the Delaware campus, did a great job talking about not putting our rights before the mission. And our rights are not the mission, right? The mission is to make disciples. This Sunday, we were looking at really sex and sexuality and why are Christians so judgmental or backwards when it comes to sex? That's oftentimes sort of a cultural accusation, I think, against the church. And I'm going to point you toward the message that I think hopefully we handled that with good care. We're both full of grace and truth, but there's a lot there. And so I'm going to point you towards LifePointOhio.com, to your campus, or to the online message if you want to listen to the full version of that. But basically, the Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, he says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" And he walks through these different sinful patterns and behaviors in our lives that he says, man, these things separate us from God. The sexual immorality in all of its forms, idolatry, and being verbally abusive. He says reviling or swindling, cheating other people, greed, theft, drunkards. He addresses homosexuality and adultery and different things like that. And he goes through and he says, man, these things keep us out of the kingdom. And then says, such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And I love that he, as he's walking the Corinthians through, you know, he's in some ways kind of upset with them. They're being rather prideful. They think they've become so wise that Paul actually tells them, man, you guys are being fools. But he roots this all in the gospel of reminding them who they are in Christ and what Jesus has done for them. He says, man, these patterns of living, this is the way you used to live. But when you met Jesus, he changed you. When you put your faith in Christ, when you turned from sin and trusted Jesus with your life, something happened. You were washed by the blood of Jesus. You were sanctified. You were set apart by the Lord for his holy purposes. You were justified. That means declared righteous because of Jesus, the man upon the cross, because of his full payment at the cross, taking on the wrath of God, taking on your sin. You were declared righteous. And because his perfect life is now credited to your account by grace through faith, God no longer sees your sin. It's been removed as far as the east is from the west. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. When you trusted Jesus and placed your faith in him, the Spirit of the living God has come and now resides in you. He tells them later, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't you know that your body is a very temple of the Holy Spirit? And I just love, you know, this is a pastor telling his spiritual children, a spiritual father to his spiritual children, don't be deceived. Don't listen to people who tell you that grace is just a license to do whatever you want, that God doesn't care what you do with your bodies, sexually or otherwise. No, he says, you were made to glorify God. And because Jesus, I loved, again, Andrew said it this way last week, and it's just stuck with me, that Jesus changed your identity, and that should change your activity. There are things you stop doing for the sake of Christ, things you start doing for the sake of Christ, but it starts with understanding who you are, your identity in Jesus, what we call gospel identity, what it is that Jesus has done for you and in you. You were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you that, Lord, by grace through faith, we were saved. We were adopted. We were made new. We once were lost, but now we're found. We were blind, but now we see. And Jesus, you tell us, through the words of the Apostle Paul here, we were washed, we were sanctified, and we were justified in your name and by the Spirit of our God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the way in which you've loved us in and through Jesus and for our new identity in you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now just to pray for yourself.